That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the tremble in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating, and the video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They have not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he's still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Hour number two, if you missed any part of hour number one, Rick Manning and I had a great conversation. We talked a little bit about what we're doing in India. And then we also had some conversation about the Biden crime family and just really kind of what's taking place there with the new revelations of Russian and China collusion that are going on, and Kevin McCarthy's stand against those that have been participants in it, and we're grateful for that. So at any rate, we had that conversation, and then Dr. Vermeil Green talking about queer theory and its non-relationship to Black history. Just to be clear, she is a longtime educator. We had a great conversation about that with Dr. Vermeil Green. Well, I'm very excited to welcome my next guest to the program. She's founder and chief visionary officer of Classical Conversations. It supports classical Christian homeschoolers in all 50 states and in foreign countries. And we're here to talk today about the education savings account and why it's dangerous for us to be maybe supporting that and so on. So we'll get into that right now with Lee Bortons. Lee, welcome. Good to have you. Thanks for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me, Greg. I'm very excited to be here.
So, you know, there's, I mean, obviously this whole thing, this really has a lot to do with the idea of school choice, right? And am I right about that? Or help me, let's clarify specifically what is the danger here with these education savings accounts and kind of where things seem to be headed?
Well, from my perspective, you don't defeat Marxism with more Marxism. And the ESAs, the tax credits, the vouchers, whatever the system is, that's, you know, because government's educational policies are state by state, so they're all slightly different.
Sure.
But no matter what they do, if they begin including those of us who have successfully been working through private Christian education, and now our customers start taking funds and or we have to be approved to receive those funds, I'm just not willing to ask the government to approve our Christian education program. And then with the shekels come the shackles, because we know they may write their code and policy in such a way that it's not harmful at first, but you never know which legislator is going to win the next round of elections and what will happen. And we're seeing that right now in Arizona. Arizona just did that horrendous increase from $1,000 to $7,000, making welfare participants of everybody who takes that money that used to homeschool or a private school, you know, privately, and their own money. And then Carrie Lake didn't win. The other gal won, and she's already talking about, okay, now how can we control this? Mm-hmm. Because it's a done deal. So
right.
People just don't recognize, like a lot of people, I'll just say, well, what happened to the C in YMCA? But when they started taking government funds, the Christianity just got thrown right out the door.
Sure.
So it's dangerous from that, from the perspective of control. And you want to ask a question? Because I could talk for half an hour on this.
No, you're good. Go ahead, please. No. You're doing fine. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate you, you know, articulating this, because I've had this conversation on a number of occasions over the past 11 years here on this program. One of the things that God told me to talk about was secular humanism, and secular humanism is the driving force. It is the religion of our education system now in the United States of America, and it's the reason why we're, you know, hopefully getting parents to, you know, look at and start pulling their kids out. And the pandemic really, although it was the enemy's plan per se, as we know, God works all things together for good for those that love him. And it was certainly evidentiary that there was an agenda that was being run against kids, as you have been saying, I'm sure, for years, as I have been saying for years. Many on our side have been trying to get folks to wake up to this. And the pandemic really revealed what's in their school books, that the parents were telling us, no, that doesn't exist. They're not doing that.
And then they saw it, didn't they? Yeah, I say COVID, oh, happy monster, because of what happened with it. You know, and so back to my original point that you can't fight Marxism with more Marxism. So
yes,
what
ma'am.
Happened is they saw that it was really bad. And so Republicans are like, you know, but you have to have the schools open. And of course, at that point, I'm like, I think Democrats are now my best friends, because they kept the schools closed. And people weren't looking at the results that were going to happen in the long term if you change the culture from saying I'm dependent on government to now I have to find a way to do this. This is hard. Well, guess what? It is hard. But we're here to help, not just classical conversations, not just your family as homeschoolers, but churches across the country, private scholarship funds across the country. There's so many people. There's so much money. There's so much school choice ready to help these parents. But how can we compete when every Republican and Democrat wants the monies to be distributed to us through them rather than through the free market? And so our message has to, by nature, align with their message. People wondered why private schools don't have much of a difference in results as public schools. It's because private schools, to be private, still have to get certified by the state to get their nonprofit status.
Right.
They're still publicly governed. We're trying to get the federal government, the state government, and the local government out of the family government, out of the church government. Greg, you and I need to solve this problem, not our legislators.
You mean that thing in the Constitution that says we the people? Are you talking about those folks? Is that the ones you're referring to?
Yeah, you know, and I absolutely am, and that's a really great thing to bring up.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, when people, and I talk to legislators all the time, and they'll say, but most people aren't like you. And I'm like, you don't let them be. One, you tell them they can't. Two, right. You give them tax credits and money, and you tie them to you. Stop doing that. Make them find a solution. Because once parents are looking for a solution, then the private market can step up and go, hey, I have a micro school. I have a Christian school. I have an evening school. I have a Saturday school. Why do we think it has to all be Monday through Friday, 6 hours a week? There's, for every single person on this planet, there's a different educational plan.
Yes.
Let's start letting them find them, and let's be helpful to one another rather than confining them to only, people think there's only private school, public school, and homeschool, and it makes me just crazy when they say that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, one of the things that, as you're talking about this, I think about the battle that we fought regarding Common Core, because there's certainly some similarities, right? You know, everybody would look and say, well, you know, Common Core, I mean, look at what they're teaching, and it's not so bad. And it's no, Common Core was a skeleton that allowed them to put the meat on however they wanted to put the meat on. And what you're saying is that ESA gives them an inroad to be able to go after our skeleton and start pulling the skin off of it and replacing it or grafting in the skin that they want on that skeleton.
And they're sneaky. They'll do it over a long time. They're patient. The thing is, what we're seeing now, why it's so wonderful from after COVID, this parent backlash, is now everybody knows parents are mad. And they're trying to figure out, you know, how do you get them back in the Coliseum and entertain them with the gladiators instead of saying, you know what, why don't you go build your family, build your business, build your church, build your community. You can do it. And we'll stay out of the way. We'll make sure the rails are flat and even for all of you. But you guys are the ones that get to build the train. And people don't look at government that way anymore. And so that's why we have all this socialism and Marxism in everything. This is the Republicans' unintended step towards everyone accepting UBI. We take housing money, we take food money, our highways are paid for, our libraries are paid for, now our education will be paid for. It's like, well, then why don't you just give me one check? It certainly is sensible from a accounting perspective. Horrible, horrible morals for our country to be living on.
There's no question, because again, it speaks to the long term. You know, when we think about it, one of the things that I was thinking about as you were talking too is this constant insistence by Republicans and even some who claim to be conservative. Oh, well, you know, it's this or that is dangerous to our democracy. And it's like, folks, we don't live in a democracy. Our founders rejected democracy because they understood that democracy was the neighbor of socialism and would put us into a place of authoritarianism, which is exactly what it has done when we have embraced this idea of democracy instead of a constitutional republic, which folks don't have any idea. They don't even know what is that. Then what do they don't even know what that means? They don't understand what representative is. I was making a comment. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be bogarting our conversation, but I was making a comment about that earlier. You know, when Kevin McCarthy is saying that, you know, Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff can't serve on this committee and Ilhan Omar can't serve on this committee, and you've got people that are stepping up on the Republican side saying, no, we can't do that. It's like, excuse me. I say to the people who voted them in, let me ask you, are you an adulterer who falsified your wedding paperwork and claimed that your brother was your husband? Is that your character? Is your character to sleep with Chinese prostitutes? Is that your character? Is your character to continuously lie and defame others on baseless accusations? Is that? I would say that when you look in the mirror, that's not who you are. Your representative is a representation of the man in the mirror. If they don't represent you, quit voting for them.
Yeah, well, you know, it's hard. And it's hard to be, even me, I'm getting less, I've always been super politically active, but I'm getting less and less interested in being so, because it seems like it doesn't matter whose side things, you know, you're on. So the tactic I'm taking instead is to go to the grassroots, to provide services and encouragement for just all the people that I meet that are interested. And, you know, it's just, we got to build again the foundation of Christian capital that we used to have that got lost. So it doesn't mean I still work really hard. I talk to legislators, I vote, I donate, I do all those things. But, you know, I just go, what's that a distraction from? So to me, it's the same way when people go and try to go to the school board and change things. It's just a distraction. Spend your time and money starting a private school. Don't try to get on the school board. Try to just go to the school board meetings to reveal the ugliness that's happening and to try to get people out and to give them school choices. But don't get on the board. Spend that money in another way. And it's the thing, but we want power and influence, and we don't realize the best power and influence is to die for your neighbor.
Well, you create what you do. I agree. Listen, you're talking to a guy that dove across the car at 55 miles an hour to save his daughter's life and died four times. I'm all on board with that. And I think that, you know, it's all part of that same picture, because what you're talking about is we need to build our own economy, if you will. And you're talking about an education economy. That's what you're talking about. And at the end of the day, I know so many people who, you know, when I got into this 10 years ago, that were like, man, we've been fighting this fight, you know, Tea Party, trying to educate. I'm tired of educating people. Why don't they get it? Well, because for almost 100 years, they've been being educated in a wrong way. Okay, you got to go back to Dewey. You got to go back to the 1920s and understand how polluted our education system is. I'm going to leave off there for a second. We're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, Dr. Vermeil Green will answer that question, right? Because we're talking about, this is a long-term commitment to re-education and to taking back the education system. And it's going to happen one household at a time, one family at a time, one child at a time. Back with more right after this break.
I'm Lee Borton.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar four or more times daily, injecting insulin three or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar four or more times daily, injecting insulin three or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I apologize. I need to make a correction. My guest is Lee Borton, Classical Conversations. Apparently Dr. Vermeil's information stayed up on the screen, but my guest is Lee Borton, Classical Conversation, and we're talking about ESA, which is the education savings accounts, but really more importantly about government involvement in schools and how they take over and try to initiate policy and programming and basically what your child is going to learn, content as well. And so Lee Borton has started it's been a number of years now, Classical Conversation. And I want her to explain what that is, because this is one of the solutions for individuals that are looking for I realize that the public school institution is not where I want my child. I don't want them being indoctrinated, and that's what's happening. And so now what do I do? And by the way, I've got a limited budget. I've got time constraints. I don't know how to make this work. Lee, what do I do?
Oh, thanks for asking me, Greg. So I'd love to tell you more about Classical Conversations, and I agree with you, it's a way. There's so many ways to educate your family. So what we've done is put together a K-12 system for parents. They're our customers, never the children. That would be a usurpation. And we get together with parents in small communities across the United States. We have almost 3,000 of them. And parents come one day a week to practice teaching, homeschooling classically from a Christian pedagogical stance, which those are three very different things. And we need each other. And so kind of our slogan is homeschool with a friend. But I do want people to know, as much as I love CC and want everybody to be in it, it costs about $1,000 a year for the tuition, the training, and the support, not $13,000 like the public schools charge. But I really am committed to this idea of freedom. So my husband and I belong to a church that sponsors a 5-day-a-week school. We have a three-day-a-week school. They sponsor the one-day-a-week classical conversations, and we have a scholarship fund for parents who can't afford those or a different form of private Christian education. Our entire church believes that everybody should have a Christian education. Our pastor will say, I cannot undo what you do all week long in just an hour a week. So can you imagine if all 300,000 churches across the United States each sponsored, whether it was one family or one CC program or one three-day, two-day evening program? Those are the solutions. On top of that, when we had COVID going on, I sponsored locally a micropod for public school parents who are full-time working, trying to figure out what to do with this, the thing that we were having. And then
because they got stunned. They suddenly, because they were stuck at home themselves, their businesses were shut down, and here they are at home. So they're like, well, hey, Johnny, let me take a look at your school book. Let me help you with your homework. Oh my gosh. What are you reading? Well, I was told by my teacher not to tell you about it. Yeah, I bet you were. Holy smokes. We're not doing this anymore. Let's try to find something different.
Yeah, so there's so many ways to do it. I was on Larry Elder's show the other day, and he showed five families that were, they're five Black families who homeschool together. You know, everyone on your street could get together and hire an 18-year-old to help you to homeschool, or each parent could take turns homeschooling. What homeschooling has done is it's pretty much destroyed the compulsory education laws in the United States, and COVID showed everybody, yeah, you don't really have to go. It can work out. And so we're trying to encourage everybody we can find a way to do things privately. It'll just make your life so much more Christian.
Final moment here. Where can folks go to connect with you? Is it classicalconversations.com? Is that the best? Is that a good place to start?
That's a good place to find out about CC. To find out and to talk to me, you can go to leebortons.com, and I podcast three times a week, and it's open, and so we have all kinds of people coming in asking me questions.
Okay, leebortons.com. There it is. I see it. leebortons.com, and I encourage you to get over there. Lee, thanks so much for being with us today. I hope to be able to have you back, because I want my audience to understand this whole battle that we are in is going to begin by what we do with the next generation. I believe it was Goebbels that said that if we can have control of the children, we can take over a nation in one generation just by getting control of the kids. They're doing that here in America right now, and we need to put a stop to it. Lee, thank you so much for what you're doing.
You're so welcome. Thank you for your work too, Greg.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more. Vince Ellison is back with me on the other side. Will you follow me to hell? Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. We'll talk about it coming up.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbals. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an AlterShot. Thanks to AlterShot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
The Democratic Party is the evilest organization in the history of the world. Since their inception in 1800, they've been the party of slavery. And after slavery, they became the party of the Confederacy. After that, they started killing black people during Jim Crow era. You're voting for a party that tells you they are going to abort children up to the ninth month, castrate little boys, and call them little girls. Mutilate little girls and cut off their breasts and give them puberty blockers. But you don't think you're going to be held responsible?
As we look at the Democratic Party and the chaos that they bring on our community, our young men, our young women, I have to ask you to look at what they've done to us. Look at what they've done to us. Look at what they've done to us. The Democratic Party is a death machine. Whatever they rule, they destroy. That's what they do. They destroy. They decided to try to infiltrate the black community, and they didn't have any success until they met somebody. Who did they meet? Martin Luther King. And this is where we went wrong. He made sure that he brought the black vote to the Democrat Party. They used the black vote to commandeer the most powerful country in the world. He who the Son has freed is free indeed. Once you accept him, you are free. Anybody in the Democratic Party that tells you any different, he's a liar, he's an apostate, he's an affront to God, and he should be rejected by any Christian walking on this earth. And he's inviting you to go to hell with him. Don't go with him. Don't go.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass. It is my sincere pleasure to welcome to the program Vince Ellison. And that was Vince Ellison that you were listening to in that. That is the video, the trailer for a new documentary. And the title of that documentary is, Will You Go to Hell for Me? Will you go to hell for me? And I have to ask, Vince, that is, man, oh man, that's just such a powerful, powerful video. And you don't mince any words, and you call out. For example, Martin Luther King Jr., whether knowingly or unknowingly, it certainly played a role in delivering the black vote to the Democratic Party. Explain to me and to my audience how you come to that conclusion, and what do we need to do about it? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now, Pastor Greg.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay.
I can. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. This all started first of all, thank you for having me, and
yes,
tell all your listeners and viewers that they can go to willyougotohellforme.com.
Yes, sir.
willyougotohellforme.com, and they can watch the rest of the trailer, and they can pre-order the movie if they're so inclined. Mm-hmm. But this started from a conversation. My daughter and I was traveling, and we stopped at McDonald's, and this white liberal walked up to her, this lady, and thinking, you know, my daughter's black, so she thought she was black, and said, we're going on a pro-abortion march, and wanted my daughter to go with her.
My daughter said to her, she said, ma'am, I can't go with you because I'm a Christian and I vote my values. And that was, and I never forgot that. I was so pleased with her that she so nicely and professionally told this woman that. But I asked the question, why don't more Christians just say that? I'm a Christian and I vote my values. See, the Democratic Party is an evil institution. And it is the evilest institution in the history of the world. It's a party of slavery from 1800 to 1860, the party of the Confederacy, where they killed 800,000 Americans during the Civil War from 1860 to 1865. Then Jim Crow, where from 1865 to basically 1970, they just didn't allow black people to vote. They murdered them, they castrated them. And now they're the party of Marxism and anti-Christian bigotry. Last week, they passed a bill. Well, they wouldn't vote for a bill that mandated that doctors give aid to children that survive abortions. Almost every Democrat, except I think one, voted against that bill, that if a child survived an abortion, the doctor was mandated to give the child care. They voted to let the children die. They are into this sexual grooming thing where they are funding drag queens to go into these schools and gyrate in front of children. They Joe Biden stood up in front of the country, said he supported transgender operations for minors, which means he's for castrating little boys and calling them little girls. Castrating and cutting the breasts off little girls and calling them little boys. Locking children in failing schools, they're against school choice. So we can keep on going down the line. So why do I call the Democratic Party evil? Let me define evil for you. It's very simple to me. Anyone that would harm a child is evil. And Jesus Christ said that if anybody harms one of these little ones, it's better that a millstone be tied around his neck and he be thrown into the sea. Nevertheless, they convince Christians that there's some type of severability between their vote and their walk with God. That is a lie. That is the snake in the garden whispering in Eve's ear that nothing will happen to you if you disobey God. Romans 14 and 12 says that we will be held accountable for everything that we do. And so my documentary goes into how we got here. What happened to the Christian community that for a long time, these concepts of self-evident facts that Thomas Jefferson talked about in his declaration were true. We hold these
truths to be self-evident. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But right now, they're not self-evident. Men are not supposed to wear dresses. They just be self-evident. You shouldn't be able to harm a child, castrate a little boy.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have 100 different pronouns. That was self-evident. You didn't have to explain that to a sane man.
Yeah.
But now these things are self-evident. So what happened? Civil rights movement started. It was a Marxist movement. Martin Luther King Jr. was involved in this movement. And these Marxists had tried to invade the black community for a very long time, but they couldn't do it until they met King. Now, understand Martin Luther King Jr. is an icon in my family. His picture hangs up in my father's house today. My Aunt Jenny, she was she grew up in a real Jim Crow South. She grew up in she had a house with no running water and a wood heater, the house that she died in. And she had one picture in it, and it was Martin Luther King Jr. So as I went down this trail, and I kept finding this stuff, I became like C.S. Lewis with Tolkien, right? You couldn't keep denying the facts. You know, Tolkien told C.S. Lewis, Jesus Christ is either a maniac and a liar and a crazy person, or he's exactly who he say he is.
Right.
And as I looked at Martin Luther King Jr. and I looked at the condition of black people, and you have to deal with what Jesus said when his disciples said, how do you know a false prophet? And Jesus said, you know him by the fruits he bears. Not by what he says, not by what he does, but by what he produces. And when you look at the black community, you look at what the civil rights movement produced, we at the bottom of everything that's bad, that's good, and the top of everything bad. Home ownership at the bottom, family breakdown at the top, most people in prison, we at the top. High school graduation at the bottom. You know,
murder, the murder rate, Vince.
Murder rate.
The murder rate. It's terrible. It's horrific.
Black people, that are together, they are killing each other in industrial numbers.
And Vince, I got to tell you, as a pastor, and I know you're a minister yourself, as a pastor, it's so because of the quote unquote color of my skin, I'm not supposed to talk about the innocent lives of black people that are being murdered in these communities by pimps, drug dealers, thugs, by people that need to be dealt with by justice and by the law.
Yeah, and we have to start telling these people that are trying to keep us from doing that, that they can't stop us any longer. The truth is the truth. It doesn't have a color. Listen, Martin Luther King Jr. started out with his sophism and this canard that one day he dreamed that you wouldn't be judged by the color of your skin, but by the content of your character. Let me tell you something. It is inescapable that you'll be judged by the content of your character. Inescapable. Frederick Douglass was judged by his. Harriet Tubman was judged by hers. Alex Turner, who escaped slavery and came back and slew his overseer, was judged by his. There have been times in American history where black people, even through times of slavery, there's this place down in Georgia called Chubb Town, where seven black brothers started a town. Free men. They built coffins and they farmed. And when Sherman came down to destroy Georgia, he came to Chubb Town and saw what these black men were doing and left it alone and destroyed the rest of the state. Why? Their character. All throughout history, your character revealed itself. And Martin Luther King Jr. taught black people to have the character of a stalker. And he made them give up their manhood and their Christ-likeness. Because Jesus Christ basically told us that you don't want to be nowhere where you are not wanted. If you go into a town and that town rejects you, what did he say? Shake the dust off your feet. Instead, he told us to stalk people that hated us. And not beg for God's love, but beg for the love of racists that hate us. We're supposed to love them, but we're not supposed to care how they feel about us. We're supposed to tell them, as long as you don't put your hands on me, we're fine. But he taught us to allow our wives and children to be beaten, to allow our wives and children to be raped. Wow. He taught us to give up our Christ-likeness, which was our manhood. And it was wrong. Christianity is not a religion of nonviolence. It is a religion of non-aggression. Pastor Greg, if you and I are walking down the street and we see a woman getting raped, are we going to stand there and say, well, we two Christian men, we can't do nothing?
I don't think so.
We're going to grab the guy.
Yeah.
When he stop fighting, we're going to stop whooping it, and we're going to hold him for the police.
Yeah.
And hand him over. We're not going to do a execution and do justice on behalf of the woman. No. We're going to hold him for the police.
But we're going to make sure that he goes to justice to get justice done on behalf of the woman. And then we're going to make sure that the woman is rendered aid to help her in her situation and in what has happened to her. And we're going to stand for that in that community so that others will know that so long as you and I are living in that community and hopefully others like us, that if you try to do those kinds of things, we're gonna step in and we're gonna stop you. We're not gonna just we're not gonna close the door and pull the shades down and pretend like it's not happening. We're gonna get involved and we're gonna do something about it.
He told us to tend our garden.
That's it.
Make sure that everything is safe.
We got to take a quick break. Vince Ellison is my guest, founder, willyougotohellforme.com. Willyougotohellforme.com is the documentary. We'll be back to talk more about this coming up right after this break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling.
Credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected, and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest is Vince Ellison, and the name of the new documentary that he is that's going to be coming out the middle of February, and we'll have a lot more on it then, but you can pre-order now, as well as you can actually get the book, and it's called Will You Go to Hell for Me? And you're not pulling any punches. You're basically saying to Christians, to those claiming to be Christian and of faith, listen, we can do better. Jesus Christ has done better, and he's done better in you. There is really a transformation that has taken place, and you need to start walking in that transformation.
Yeah, the Democratic Party is asking you to go to hell for them.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are saying yes. You know, we have to start believing, Pastor Greg, that there's some type of moral equivalency between us and them, that we can sit across the table from them and say we just have different points of view. No, these people that are leading the Democrat Party are a cabal of perverts, liars, and psychopaths. If we're Christians, we understand that evil is in this world. Jesus Christ told us there'll be false prophets. He told us they'll come to try to turn us away from God. He told us all of it. So what they do, and it's very interesting because when you go to most black people and talk to them about it, they'll use racism as a reason why they can't vote for a conservative, right?
Right.
And you say, wow, that is some real, real narcissism. Because somebody's accused this guy of being a racist. You say, I'm not going to vote for him, but I will vote for a person that says they will mass murder children. Now, Joe Biden stood up in the State of the Union address and said that he supported minor children having transgender operations. This means that he believes in the castration of children and the mutilation of the genitalia of children. Again, this used to be a self-evident fact that we all said that no sane person would permit.
Can I read, let me read a scripture for you folks to reinforce this. And this is 1 Corinthians chapter 10, starting at verse 20. But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that you would have fellowship with devils. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? That's Vince. That's the word, brother.
But they have convinced, because these apostate black preachers. See, Martin Luther King Jr. was kicked out of the black church in 1961. He was kicked out because he tried to get the civil rights movement. And this is in the documentary, Will You Go to Hell for Me? Go to willyougotohellforme.com and look at the trailer. He was kicked out of the black church by Bishop Jackson because he tried to take over the National Baptist Convention for the civil rights movement and the Marxists in the movement. But instead, during the melee that ensued, they killed a black minister on the floor of the convention. And they excommunicated King from the National Baptist Convention. So what did King do? Him and his cohorts started a sect of the Baptist Church, a new sect called the Progressive National Baptist Convention. You can look it up. This is the sect that Raphael Warnock belongs to, Senator Warnock out of Georgia. It is a sect of weirdos, perverts, and miscreants who uses the church as a political vehicle for the Democrat Party. They are the ones that took the black church and started teaching this black liberation theology. Started teaching this foolishness that Jesus Christ would have hated black people because he was oppressed. That he would have hated white people, mm-hmm, because he's oppressed.
Right. Black liberation.
It would have hated white people.
Black liberation theology.
Black liberation theology. Yep. And this is why right now we look at the black community. Between 1940 and 1960, we cut the black poverty rate from 80% to 35%. The greatest reduction in poverty in the history of the world.
Yeah.
Then the civil rights movement happens. And they start telling black people that they're victims, that they're hated, that they're owed something to get on welfare. And the next thing you know, we flatlined. And there has not been any narrowing of the wealth gap between the black and white community since 1968. The prison system has exploded by 10 times. The black family was 75% of the children were born to two-parent families. Yeah. Now, 75% are born out of wedlock. Why? Because Patrick Moynihan was told by Lyndon Johnson to take his Moynihan plan to Martin Luther King Jr. and the Civil Rights Movement and said, we got to put the black father back in the head of the family. Now, in David Garrow's book, Bearing the Cross, he said that when Moynihan took that plan to King and the Civil Rights Movement, they cussed Moynihan out, and it's wonder he got out the room alive, and that they instead demanded that they put the man in house clause in welfare that told a mother that you can only get money if the man's at the house.
If the man's out.
For the black family. Yep. In this documentary, it puts it all together.
And
how
and,
they
and
took
I'm,
the black community yep. and use it to completely take over the Democrat Party for the Marxists, and how this party is now doomed to take America to hell unless we stop it in its tracks right now.
And I can tell you, my wife and I in the late 80s, early 90s, were in a situation where we were trying to get out of my mom's house. And economically, we needed some assistance. And our church said, you can go and ask for assistance. And we made that call. And you know what we were told? You know what we were told? We were told, get a divorce. My wife was told, get a divorce. And put your husband out of the house.
There it is.
And if you put your husband out of the house, we have money and housing and food programs and everything for you and the two kids. But you got to put the husband out the house.
Yep. There it is, Pastor Greg. You saw it.
And up close and personal, brother.
Martin Luther King and the Civil Rights Movement did it with the Democratic Party. Look, their hands are all over. Everything that's bad, they subsidize. It's an economic law. If you want less of something, tax it. If you want more of something, subsidize it. What do? You see this list of things in the book of Corinthians where the 11 things, 11 types of people that will not inherit the kingdom of God, right? Adulterers, fornicators, effeminate, sodomites, extortioners, right?
Yep.
And guess what? The Democratic Party subsidizes all of those.
Absolutely. Everyone, we're going to run out of time here. Folks, this is so important. Will You Go to hellforme.com is an eye-opening documentary. It's time to say what needs to be said. We cannot play with this anymore. And I'll tell you the mandate. The mandate actually comes out of the prophet Ezekiel, where in Ezekiel chapter 3, it tells us, I have called you. And if you don't warn them, then their blood will be held the responsibility of you, and it'll be on your hands. On your hands. On your hands. Folks, we are the watchmen. We are the light. We are the salt. And if the salt loses its flavor, what good is it? If the light is hid under a bushel, what good is it? We're the watchmen that have been placed here. Right here, right now, for such a time as this, and we better get to it. We better get to it. Will You Go to hellforme.com? Vince Ellison, thank you for that. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.